Yes, guess who's 40 today?
Guess who's who?
Guess who's 40?
Oh, lordy, lordy, who's 40?
The Mangy Dog Radio Hour, whoop-de-doo. Y'all got air freshener?
Do we have air freshener?
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes, sir, we have all different types and brands and shapes and forms.
What about sizes?
Yep, that too. What particular one are you looking for?
I'm looking for a dodecahedron mint.
Nope, no such thing.
Can you help a customer out?
Yeah, in particular?
Let me get an octagon of purple.
Octagon, nope.
No octagon? Let me get a battery. Y'all got a battery?
Yeah, I got a battery.
What scent? Y'all got scented batteries?
Scented batteries?
Sir, yes, sir.
No. Who is this?
Lordy, lordy. Guess who's 40?
Trina.
Yep.
Can I help you?
Yes. I was wondering what kind of air freshener y'all be having. Katrina?
We have all types of air fresheners.
What about shapes?
What about what?
Huh?
What about what?
What about sizes? What sizes you got?
We have the small containers of $3.99. We have our huge container that's $5.99. We have the trees. We have the ones you stick into the vents.
Do you have medium?
They don't come in medium. They don't come in size. They come in fragrance.
What about Pinkia Kalaka?
How about you? I don't have nothing else to do. Can I help you with something?
Oh, guess who's 40? I'm just messing with you. Guess who's 40 today?
Who's 40 today?
You're not going to believe who's 40 today.
I'm not. You're right.
The Mangy Dog Radio. I will whoop the doo.
Who?
Who? No, do. You know the whoop-de-doo.
I do not.
You don't know the whoop-de-doo.
I do not.
Are you familiar with Colonel Parker?
No.
What about Walter Cornish? What about Sean Parrott?
No.
You don't know any of them people?
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Then you can't win the prize for the radio show.
Oh.
What's the phrase that pays? You got one more chance. The phrase that pays.
The phrase that pays.
What's the phrase that pays? And you could win, Katrina.
How you put me on the spot?
Yep. You must not listen to classic rock.
3.3? I don't know.
No, that's country, girl. We can't say 103.3 on the radio.
95.9. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
The phrase that pays for $10,000 and a trip to Jamaica.
Stop it. The phrase, I've heard that before.
The phrase that pays.
Phrase that pays. Because if I say this, I know it's going to be wrong.
You got 5 seconds. You got to give me the phrase that pays.
92.9.
Oh, that's incorrect. It's Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-de-doo.
Oh, what station is that?
That's 666 on your radio dial.
Really?
It's satellite radio.
Satellite radio.
You got satellite radio down there in AutoZone?
No.
You got air freshener?
Yes.
You got the purple kind?
Yes.
I'm coming on down to get it.
Come on.
I'll bring you some scratch-offs.
Please.
All right, we'll do it now. What's the phrase that pays? What's the phrase that pays?
Jonathan.
Yes.
I know that's you.
It is Jonathan. You caught me.
Oh,
I'm not going to be into work tomorrow. I'm not feeling well.
You what? You're not feeling well?
I got to call out sick.
Really? Okay.
Can you replace me on the schedule?
Okay, I'm going to replace you on the schedule.
All right. Fire me.
Bye.
I quit. Whoop-de-doo.
Bye, Jonathan.
Bye-bye, Katrina.
Now hit that theme music!
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never runny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 Whoop-de-doo. Live from the Chuck E. Cheese in Antioch, celebrating the Mangy Dog Radio Hour 40th birthday party. Episode whatever. Please welcome your host and America's favorite comedian of all time, Jesse Perry.
Hey, everybody, you gave me Chad Ryden's bullshit moniker.
I tricked you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Jesse Perry, and welcome to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo, sir.
With me, as always, is the Fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
Getting it done.
And without us, again, is the talent, Sean Perry.
Sorry.
That sounds like a leprechaun farted. Yeah. Sean, apparently, he's too good for the show now. And yeah. He's not, I don't know if he's coming back.
We might have to fire him.
I don't know. His brother Tron's dead.
He's dead.
Sean, he died, and now he's missing. Maybe he's tired of dying.
Maybe we ought to kill him.
Maybe we will.
Maybe we won't.
You're listening to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. What to do.
I missed you, Jesse.
I have missed you, too. This is our first podcast for 2009.
Woo!
Our first podcast in the Obama era.
Woo!
So you're going to be experiencing hope.
Yes.
Change.
Yes.
The old ways are gone on this show. Now we are looking toward the future.
Yes.
That reminds me, stay tuned for Sam Elliott, Walter Cornish, and Colonel Parker. Now, this is our 40th, and we're pretty excited. I want to talk about something real quick. About three or four episodes ago, I did a sketch about Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, you did.
And I will say, right here, right now.
Best sketch ever.
Worst sketch I've ever done.
Oh, no.
Worst one ever.
No.
I believe it was episode 30. It's called Joaquin Roll. And it was and it was about Joaquin's new music career. Now, unbeknownst to me, I took more of a classic rock approach. But recently in Vegas, he debuted his new kick-ass hip-hop persona. And I got exclusive audio of that event. That
you
I
do?
Play. I do. I think we should listen to it. Now, it's very hard to hear.
Okay.
But amazingly, you can still tell that you're listening to shitty rap music. Let's play it right now. Now, one thing the video, you can't quite tell. If you have the video, it's on YouTube.
Look
you're
at it
You're missing
right
out on it, on Joaquin's white boy dancing, which is excitingly spastic. But let's kick back and let's hear some of the greatest rap music from a shitty actor ever. Catchy, it's kind of a...
Pretty good so far.
Kind of a tango. There he is.
Yeah.
Really good.
Is he saying curse words?
I don't know. You know, he has that fucked up lip, so he may be. This is a style of hip-hop known as white guy having a breakdown.
This is a style of hip-hop known as this is why the terrorists hate us. We deserve it.
I like that it's designed to be undanceable.
It almost sounds like jump around. Jump around.
Kinda.
Jump around.
Only
jump around.
Only if you got like a gimp leg.
So but like your speakers are broken so you couldn't hear like the music part of it. All you could hear is the guy going, you're trying. Do you think this is somebody's favorite rap?
I think that it's Joaquin Phoenix's favorite rap.
I think it's mine.
Here's the thing.
He won me over.
That sketch was terrible that I did.
Yes, it was.
That was worse.
That was worse.
That was worse.
And guess what? He got paid a lot more to do that than you did to do your crappy sketch. Or did he? I don't know. Why are you looking at me like that?
Now I just want to kill
myself.
Did
I just ruin it?
You ruined my life is what you've done.
But you have on a nicer shirt than he has. That I miss the chiropractic shirt.
Thank you.
I don't want to get too far off from the Joaquin talk.
That's okay.
But the professionalism of your shirt shocked me.
Well, I left work to do this show. Now here's a new sketch. It's Sven the Yodeling Stuntman.
Anybody can do stunts, man, but not everybody is a stunt man. Anybody can do stunts, yeah, but Sven, he's a yodeling stunt man. He's Sven, the yodeling stunt man. He makes the fog guy look like crap. Yakety yak, don't talk back, it's Sven.
Take you to a studio in Hollywood where director James Cameron is setting the scene.
Sven! Sven! Sven!
Yes, that's me, Bertie's.
Okay. You ready to do a stunt?
Yeah!
Okay, I need you to get in the car, put the gas pedal to the metal, and smash into that wall.
Erky derky!
All right, action! Sven, action! Go! Go faster! Come on, go! Put the paint on there! Go! Go! Wait! Wait! Slow down! Slow down!
Oh no. Oh no. Sven, are you okay?
I'm okay today. Hee-hoo!
Anybody can do stunts, man. But not everybody is a stunt man. Anybody can do stunts, yeah. But Sven, he's a yodeling stunt man. He's Sven, a yodeling stunt man. He makes the fall guy look like crap. Yakety yak, don't talk back, it's Sven.
Hey there, cowpokes and cowpigs. This here's Sam Elliott wanting to congratulate them bastards down at the Whoop-De-Doo for 40 great episodes. You know, I didn't know these guys till nigh on episode 17. But ever since, they've run my voice into the ground. And for that, I'm grateful. That's why I'm mailing them each two free dirty vidges. One of them's pissing. One of them's spanking. One of them's puking. Not a fan. One of them's she-males. I mixed them up. I don't know who's getting what. But don't worry. It's on me, buddy. Yep.
Sam Elliott. Sam, thank you so much.
What a class act.
For those kind of words here on our 40th episode.
Yay us.
Certainly. As a reminder, you may be listening to us at iTunes. You may be listening to us at comedypodcast.com. By all means, visit our website, mangydog.com. Check out Mark's website, happyforapathy.com. Check out nashvillestandup.com. Also, we are performing live at the end of February. It was originally the 22nd. It may be postponed to the 28th, but we will keep you posted. We were going to the 21st,
ooh,
but I'm performing in Union City.
You
however,
are?
Yes.
Wow.
With Paul Strickland.
Wow.
However.
However.
How darn ever.
Lay it on me.
I'm in talks with Improv Nashville now, and we may be having a monthly live Mangy Dog Whoop-De-Doo show.
Wow, shut up.
Yes, indeed. And we'll be selling our Best Of CD there, which you can buy online at mangydog.com.
Yes.
Now, we're going to play an old clip for you right now that we're a fan of. If it's not on the current Best Of, it'll be on the next one.
You're darn tootin'.
This is one of Mark's classics. It's Heavy Metal Donut, only in the Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-De-Doo.
Whoop-De-Doo.
Hey, this is CC DeVille, and you probably remember me from Poison, or maybe I was in rehab with you. Either way, I'm excited to tell you today, Mangy Dog Records has a very exciting new CD. Do you remember the 80s? Sure, none of us do, but they had good music, and it was heavy metal. And one thing that goes with heavy metal, everybody knows, is donuts. That's right, donuts. Yeah. Okay, so we got this new CD, and I think you should check it out. It's called
Heavy Metal Donut.
That's right, it's Heavy Metal Donut. It's 74 tracks of your favorite heavy metal songs sung about donuts. I know, it's a great idea. Those guys are Mangy Dog smart. Check this track out.
Cruella, won't you get your fingers sticky again? Won't you get them all sticky again? Yeah, won't you get them crawling?
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Oh, that's amazing. And it's only available on
Heavy Metal Donut.
But wait, before you order now, take a listen to this track. You're gonna love it.
I want a jelly roll all night.
It's a great song. You got a little sick there at the end, but it's only available on
Heavy Metal Donut.
Oh, and that's not all. Listen to this.
Sprinkles on the icing, a donut in my belly. Sprinkles on the icing, oh, so yummy, yummy.
It's only available on
Heavy Metal Donut.
Wait, is there more? I think there's more. Hang on. Sh- She bought a dozen from down the road and said she'd like to share. She said, what kind do you want? I said, babe, I don't care, care, care. She handed me a greenfield one. I said, no, that's fine with me. I'll just take this glaze and eat it now. A plane is fine with me. Plane is fine with me. A plane glazed is fine with me. Those guys at Mangy Dog Records really know what they're doing. That's just one track you're going to hear on the amazing CD entitled
Dirty Metal Donut.
And don't forget this Poison classic.
Give donuts to me.
And if you're going to entitle your album
Heavy Metal Donut,
then you better have some Metallica on it.
Yum, 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 yeah. Wake me up, kick my butt. Now I need to get some. For me, ooh, that's a good idea. Take my butt to get a donut. Oh yeah, off the Krispy Kreme again.
To get your copy of Heavy Metal Donut, send a self-addressed stamp envelope with $45 to Chad Ryden at his address.
Ah, yes.
Remember that one?
Heavy Metal Donut.
Yes.
A classic thought of in the green room at Pod Camp Nashville.
That's right.
One of the great fiascos of this show.
But we got
all
this bit out of that.
That's right.
Because they had free donuts for us. We had donuts and we had the bit. So it was worth it.
It was well worth it.
And I got my picture taken with you and Sean.
That's right.
What a day.
And it's on some blog somewhere.
Some guy has it.
I think it's called Letters to America. Google that, and you might see our fat asses. But let me ask you a question, Mark, and this
is
very serious.
Yes, sir.
Very serious.
I'm ready. I'm focusing. I'm not going to be the normal jackassy. This is serious me. Seriously.
Mark.
Yes, sir.
Would you like to hear some stand-up?
Absolutely would.
Here are some great clips from Steve Martin. Only on the 40th episode of the Mangy Dog Radio Hour, whoop-de-doo.
Oh, so I was talking about the people in the back. I feel sorry for the people in the back because they pay the same price as everybody else, although those seats are reserved for the big tippers. That's where the maitre d' goes, oh, why, thank you. I almost touched a one. Anyway, so what I've done, I've worked up a special routine for the people in the back. Just a special thing for you, and I hope you enjoy it. So, I don't give a shit. Really. It's the magic dime trick. Go on, hey. Do you ever wonder where all the farts go? Well, I'll tell you. They go up into the atmosphere and they form the fart zone. It's right above the ozone layer. And this is why we have to protect the ozone layer. See, if anything happens to the ozone, then the farts fall back to Earth. And not on their original owners. You know, we have some celebrities in the audience tonight. However, they're not famous enough to introduce. I'm only kidding. We do have some very special people. First of all, I understand, and I'm really proud to have him here because I've been a fan of his since I was, this I shouldn't say this big, but he's been a famous entertainer for a long time, Mr. Eddie Fisher. And Eddie, oh, there he is. Hey, welcome. Now, Eddie doesn't know this, but I've worked it out with the band. He's going to do five numbers, so welcome to the show. And also, another famous person and close friend of mine, the director of my first and only film, Mr. Carl Reiner. He's up there somewhere. There he is, right there. Carl Reiner shaking hands with Eddie Fisher, ladies and gentlemen. What a show business moment! This is history, ladies and gentlemen! Unbelievable! I wish I had a picture of that! Oh, I wanted that! Can you hear all right? Yeah. Seems like I just came back from Vegas. And, you know, the sound systems are really great. And it's like, I'm not putting this down. It's just different. You know, you got these two big monitors in your ears. And but it's different because here the audience laughs. Now you get a real feeling in Vegas of... No, it's great there. I'm just putting it down. No, I just, frankly, I'll be honest with you, I did it for the money. I did. Just to make the rent for the next 25 years. No, it all gets eaten up in commissions and taxes, believe me. So when do I get the $25 for tonight?
When you do the preacher. When you do the preacher.
We might, oh, okay, we might do that.
Ah, yes, wow. The great yes. Steve Martin.
He will be missed. He
even with missed. The awkward track ending, still very good stuff.
I enjoyed it.
He has a bright future.
I think he's going to make it in the biz.
Well, this has been the 40th.
Wow.
It's been amazing, and I can't think of a better way to wrap things up than by whoring ourselves.
Yes.
Starting with you, Mark. Mark, yes. Where will you be?
Well, Jesse, let me start off by saying I am back on the air Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m., on WRVU 91.1 Nashville. Listen online at WRVU.org. I hope to have some sets coming up at the local comedy club here in town called Zany's. Maybe.
Depending on their mood.
And look for me at open mics.
Absolutely. And
around
of course,
town.
Only around town. Don't just go. If you're in Detroit and you go to an open mic,
no, don't look for me.
Mark
there.
Probably won't be there.
I might.
Maybe.
We'll see. Well, now, what are you doing, more importantly?
Oh, God.
Way more importantly.
That's way more important than what you're doing.
Absolutely.
I am performing February 21st at Union City.
Looking forward
performed
to it.
Performed in Dyersburg recently.
Wow.
Man!
You people are hot.
They were. Oh, man. It was like hot springs with more leather vests. It was outstanding. Oh, and I also want to say that... I want to encourage everyone to listen to ComedyPodcast.com. It's not just the Mangy Dog Radio Hour we do. It's also the great Keith Alperstadt.
Yes.
He has a fantastic current event podcast.
Very funny.
And also, please check out MangyDog.com. We are posting new videos.
Every day.
Stand-up videos.
Clips.
Sketches.
Yes.
Blogs.
Skits.
Columns.
Yes.
Podcasts.
Of course.
Random shit.
Random shit as well.
And we're really, really happy with it. And we hope that you do check it out. And please, we have the little social bookmarking, like for Dig
and
Facebook.
MySpace.
And MySpace. Press all those buttons and spread the word.
Yeah, Delicio. Is that a real one?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not a big computer guy.
Twitter.
Now, we're going to wrap up here with a song that's near and dear to my heart. I know it is.
And mine.
To Mark's as well.
Yes, very special.
We hope to see you in this great, great time. We hope to see you very soon. And we hope that you keep listening. Mm-hmm. The Mangy Dog Radio Hour, whoop de doo. On behalf of the Fungineer Mark Anunson, I'm Jesse Perry. Thank you. Good night.
But right now, let's turn our attention to another outstanding talent, Glenn Goza, as he sings Wrestling.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, the boss called me up and said, come in to work. I just hung up on that slave-driving jerk. I'm going to wrestling. Going to wrestling.
You
think I'd rather be sweating on the dock or watching somebody use a hammer lock? I'm going to wrestling. Going to wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. I love to watch the missing link bang his head on a corner post. And the romper bumper butt-butt delivered by the eyes. The Freebirds, Roberts, Hayes, and Gordy, but what I like the most is Kerry delivering the iron claw as only the Funerics can. Boss called again, said it's time and a half. You'll come in tonight, and I just had to laugh. I'm going to wrestling. Going to wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. Well, my girlfriend called. Friend, she could be a model for Fredericks of Hollywood, but she was hassling. Really hassling. Said I could come over early and stay real late, but I told her, honey, if we have a date, we're going to wrestling. Going to wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. There's Kevin Von Erich when he's really high and fly. Silver-haired Ric Flair when he's out there strutting. Andre the Giant must be 7'9". I wouldn't miss this for a dozen girls. I wouldn't miss this for Nick. I said, honey, I hope you ain't hurt. She said, I'm putting on my wrestling shirt. I'm going to wrestle. Going to wrestle. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's rest. The last night I dreamed my life was over. There were golden streets and fields of clover, and the lights, they were dazzling. I looked for old St. Peter at the pearly gates. I found a note that said, I won't be too late. I'm going to rest. Going to rest. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's rest. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. There's gentleman Chris Adams with his super kick in place. There's young Mike Von Erich with his own iron club. And I'll never forget the classic battles of the 70s and 80s. Two champions, Harley Race and David Von Erich. St. Peter told me as he let me in, from now on every Monday and Friday, Glenn, we're going to rest. Going to wrestling. He spelled it R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. Boy, if I'd known this was going to happen, I wouldn't have bought these advanced tickets. Hey, St. Peter, are you sure these wings will fit in a ringside seat? Is old Fritz coming up here anytime soon? R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. In the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, Texas. Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Walter Cornish, paid celebrity product endorser and star of the stage and screen. It is my honor and my pleasure to be here on the 40th episode of the Mangy Dog Radio Hour Whoop-Dee-Doo. If it wasn't for these guys doing the show week in and week out, with their never missing an episode and their dedication, I wouldn't still be relevant. I've come to grips with that maybe at some point in the late 90s, the world forgot about the Cornish. But we'll always have the good old days, won't we, boys? And for more information on me and more information on these mangy characters, please do me a favor. Your local grocer's freezer. Thank you.
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast?